This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up till 2. Get the headlines brought to you by New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. There you go. It's football, man. Training, you know, I got really pissed this week.
Why?
How did they give the Chiefs this damn Xavier Worthy? How did they do that? Because I saw the one video they put out, one Patrick Mahomes video, right? And this is what he ruined it for everybody, because he does this one move where he runs across the field, throws completely across his body, and bombski to the Xavier Worthy, the old combine record breaker. Who let them get them? Who let them get him?
Here's the problem.
Here's
the problem. I have no sympathy for anybody who had a chance to have that guy, and you chose somebody else.
Was he too small?
Whatever. But guess what? Did you hear the comments about Patrick Mahomes when he came out? And the Kansas City Chiefs moved up to get him? So, kudos to them. Like, that's, you had a chance.
Idiots. Didn't the Bills trade that pick? Idiots.
Yeah.
Way to ruin it, you dum-dums.
Give your op more weapons.
Give him more weapons. That's exactly, it was the only thing that was holding him back.
Yeah.
Well, this last year.
Not really.
And it still didn't hold him back.
Not really. I mean, those guys had butterfingers. They led the league in drops.
That's my guy right there.
Jim Leland. Yeah, congrats to Jim Leland.
Yep.
Marlins. They should have put his cap on his plaque. Still no Marlins in the Hall of Fame.
We played
two Rockies.
Wait a minute, really?
No Marlins Well, there's been people who've played for the Marlins, but Marlins
the cap.
Right.
No Marlins cap in the
Hall
of Fame.
I
don't really know who.
Yeah.
The only guy who would really have a shot is Sheffield, if Sheffield ever got in. He said I think he'd have a Marlins cap.
Jono. Hey, Leroy, can you define a grace, a good king, and a lord in this dragon sitcom? I feel like we have 15 of each. Anytime you're speaking to somebody above your
rank?
It's your grace, right? So that's king, queen, prince, anybody at that table, that's your grace, right? Because they're all king somewhere. So that's how you respect them. Like, it's like saying Mr. President or Sir. That's, they go by your grace. So that's it.
Sizzle says that Tobin and Leroy need to start a podcast called Spoilers R Us.
Dude, I'm in.
I think I might. There's no point in fighting. See, D Sizzle, there's no point in fighting him on it because he's just going to do
Dude,
it anyway.
It's too, listen, when you watch something, there's nothing worse than not being able to. Let me tell you something. I come here on Monday morning, right? And I can't wait to talk about it with my friends during the break. And you know how annoying it is when they say, I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it.
I understand.
Some people are busy, Leroy. Okay, they can't just go ahead and watch a finale or a show or something.
No,
wait,
no,
yo,
no.
Watch. Hold on. Yo, watch Love Island. Stop
yeah,
it.
You don't get to yell at me about Love Island. Like, I was on Love Island.
Time out. He's
and I
right.
was watching Love Island. and you knew I was watching Love Island.
I didn't yell.
And if you, well, you, no, you,
watching,
you scolded me.
You know you that Leroy's watching this, House of Dragons. You know that Leroy's watching Game of Thrones.
And here's another thing. I spoiled the other one, the OG.
Original Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
You didn't spoil it. You figured it out.
I figured it out without seeing the episode. So
you spoiled it.
We all know how this is gonna go. Though.
I said, you know how this. I said, you know it. I'm gonna tell you. I said, you're gonna tell me who's gonna be the king.
Yeah, we all know how this one's.
I said, I'm gonna tell you who's gonna be the king.
But yeah, man,
the guy in the wheelchair is gonna be the king. Guess what?
Guy in the wheelchair was the king.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I saw this Patrick Mahomes get the fast guy, and I'm just like,
somebody said I used to record it, but now I watch it live thanks to Leroy Spoils.
Well, Jonah, like he was. Well, you did a new move yesterday where you were texting spoilers. I was like, what is this?
But time out, guys. If you know this is
spoilers?
Hold on. But if you know this is a topic that will be discussed every Monday,
yeah,
don't you think you guys should watch it? You
well,
know that
I was
like,
I
Leroy
was,
should watch Love Island, knowing fair. That you're going to watch it.
I don't care if they spoil it. I don't ever get on them about spoiling Love Island.
Yeah, but
I ain't watching it.
Here's the thing. This is what I figured. I knew Leroy was going to spoil House of the Dragon, but I didn't think he was going to do it until today, Vlad. He has a new thing now where he's live texting me.
I couldn't. And, it was, wait a minute.
No.
Dragon so Hard Knocks.
I went.
It was amazing.
But everybody knows finales get precedence. So yesterday was Love Island finale. So I put that first because they're on at the same time. They both go live at 9. And so I watched that first. Now, I didn't know it was 2 hours. Ridiculous. A long time. But and then I had to stay up and watch House of Dragon because I knew you were super excited about Dragon X Games.
Oh my goodness!
Whatever the hell it's called.
Hey,
Dragon Hard Knocks is funny.
You could put it up. Dragon Love at First Sight. Dragon, like, come on.
Some headlines. Team USA, they take on Germany today at 3 o'clock in a showcase
when do they
game
count? Because they almost lost to Sudan.
They don't count until the end of in a week. Sunday against Serbia.
This is when I say they almost lost to Sudan, what do you think? What, a marathon?
No,
a basketball game.
Do you know who their basketball ops head is?
Who?
Luol Deng.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know who their head coach is?
Who?
Royal Ivy. Played at Texas. They got a bunch of former NBA players and college players.
Yeah, they definitely put a scare, and they were lighting it up from three. And the U.S. couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. We got to talk about this though, okay? With Team USA,
what's that?
This Joel Embiid stinks.
Oh man,
wow, what happened?
He just stinks.
He's
dude.
Not the best big man on that
he
team.
Just, first of all, here's the thing with FIBA. FIBA don't play with these fouls.
Oh, so he's Hackamo.
He's
whack-a-mole
he's
in
trying
the paint.
He's trying to flop and flail.
Do they call a foul on him? I think, don't they?
No, they don't call embellishment, but they don't call anything, so he can't score. And then he fouled out the first game in 12 minutes. And the other thing is...
He fouled out?
Yeah. And here's the other thing. He's ruining the starting lineup. Like, LeBron and Steph are like looking at him like, ugh. They don't like playing with him. And Bam and AD...
are unbelievable.
You're killing it, dude.
He's just in the way.
They don't play. They don't play together. So the starting lineup has been LeBron, Steph, Joel Embiid, Drew Holiday, and then there's been kind of a revolving.
No, they've been rotating. They even took Drew out.
It was been Devin Booker they put in, but it's always LeBron, Steph,
and Embiid.
And Embiid, right?
Okay, right.
Because they're going to please Embiid because they stole him from France. And so the second unit, Bam, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards.
Oh boy.
Ooh, that's the future.
And they are just, I mean, the bench is just so much better. It's more right. fun, it's better, and nobody can stop. I mean, Bam and AD defensively, they're piranhas. And so yesterday they got off to this horse bleep start against South Sudan. Steve Kerr actually pulls a move. He benches the starters, comes out with the second unit, sparks it. But then South Sudan almost pulled it off, and LeBron needed to pull it out of his butt.
Then LeBron had to say,
"It was crazy.
You remember who I am?"
Yep.
At 40 years old.
He's not 40 years old.
He's 39.
I don't believe it.
Okay. He's just going to go on forever. We get it. He's just going to go on forever. But it was just funny that, because if you watch
he was incredible.
If you watch the end of the game, he was really trying to get it to Steph. But Steph missed open three-point opportunities. So it was like, all right, forget it. I'm just going to have to take over. And also one more other thing. There's a big 7-foot freak that hasn't played yet. He's starting to practice.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Durant's getting healthy.
Right. So when he gets on the team, it'll be different.
Yeah, but...
Isn't it amazing that we have all this young talent in the NBA, but you still need the old guys to win?
It is weird.
Right, because I can't think of a 39-year-old even playing in the Olympics.
Well, it's a really bad look, too, because Embiid had this interview come out that was... Remember when he said the thing about, like, James Harden's not Houston James Harden anymore? He kind of had a similar interview come out about that with LeBron, where he's like, we have the old... You know, we have names, but they're all older guys. Meanwhile, we're all looking
at
Joe.
He's the one looking like...
We're watching him, and we're like, dude, you suck. You suck, dude. I hate watching him. I really do.
He just lumber.
I'm sure there's going to be a game where he's dominant. I'm sure it's going to happen. Right. Inevitably, you would think somebody that size has to dominate a game.
He fouled out in 12 minutes?
12 minutes, dude.
He can't play.
And by the way, he doesn't play more than like 13 minutes. Like that's,
but he doesn't know the international rules very well. He doesn't know that the ball.
Yeah, he can't cheat.
There's
no goaltending, right?
No goaltending. And so Bam and AD are killing it. They're just like, they're just two pterodactyls just all over the place. And Bam's hitting threes like crazy.
Bam's just loving the fact he's playing.
Oh, he's so happy.
Like it's like freedom.
He's like a pig in slop.
I wonder where first time we've heard that.
Dude, he was him and Jokic were going back and forth.
Oh, he destroyed Jokic.
He was giving him buckets, dude. Now, here's the thing though. Serbia, guess what? Leroy. Our little Jovic.
He's back.
Back on the court yesterday. Returned. What? Yep.
He got some time.
What do you mean? He played against Japan yesterday.
What are you talking about?
He played?
Yeah.
He's playing Sunday against the U.S.
Oh, he's back, baby. All of a sudden, miracle. But this Serbian media, though.
But check this out. First of all, Bam could lock that down.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. You don't think the young...
I'll take AD and Bam to lock down those two.
Jokic and Jovic?
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't think Jokic wants to have Bam and AD...
He don't want Bam.
He don't want AD either.
Right.
AD was they were doing a number on Jokic last week.
I think that's the best team they're gonna face though.
Who
Serbia. I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think Canada's the team they're
too small. They're too small though. They got great guards, but they're too small. What do they got? Olynyk?
What about the French team? French team is long. Pause.
French team is the opposite. They got four wing socks.
I would send Joel Embiid to France.
No, I mean, Gobert and Wemby, come on.
If we have, let them have Embiid, Gobert, and Wemby.
I think, how many people you think on the U.S. team want to dunk on Gobert?
All of them.
Everybody.
Oh, what about Ant-Man? Ant-Man's definitely going to want to dunk on his teammate.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely. Definitely. But, yeah, Jovic, I was very scared because, like.
Oh. Go ahead.
Well, I was very scared because, like, the Serbian media, like, all this kept coming out, and they were like, you hit Google Translate, and it said fracture. And so I thought, like, I'd sent you this before I went on vacation. I was like, wait, does he have an ankle fracture? And then it turns out he had an ankle sprain but a toe fracture. But I guess it was a baby toe. I don't know what it was. I don't know which toe it was.
Pinky toe.
But either way.
That pinky toe, you can do without the pinky toe.
He's back.
The big toe, you can't.
Jovic is back.
Big toe's back.
So now I got two teams. I got U.S. and Serbia.
No.
We don't do that with
not an international basketball.
Well, no. I pick USA over Serbia, but I want Serbia to be second.
That's still you're trending.
Well, I gotta root for Jovic.
Not in the Olympics.
I'm not rooting against him.
Not in the World Cup, not in the Olympics.
You rooting against
FIBA?
Your own coach?
Who?
Suppose an assistant coach.
I'm rooting for Team USA to win.
So that's it.
If it gets it.
We don't need no.
You have Spo and Bam.
You're putting Tubman in a very tough spot.
But I love him.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not a Heat player right now.
He's not Serbian.
He's not a Heat player.
That's what I said.
There's only two players in the Olympics.
So?
Yeah, one is
We can't root for Serbia?
No.
Why not?
Olympics.
Bam.
What if he's playing South Sudan?
No. I'm not watching. I'm not watching.
What about Japan?
No. Not watching.
What if he's playing Giannis?
And?
And?
He could be playing Giannis.
So let me just get this straight.
No, you already know the answer. That's why you got the smirk.
If you got, if you have Serbia versus France, you're saying I can root for nothing?
Yeah, you're not watching that game.
I'm watching that game.
You're lying.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
Dude, stop making it sound like you're going to watch all of international basketball.
You're not getting up that early to watch.
I'm going to watch USA. Okay. I'm going to watch. I got Peacock.
Hey, mark this tape. Mark it. I'm watching Serbia.
I'm watching Serbia.
Okay.
Of course I'm watching Serbia.
All at any time.
I watched Serbia last year.
He's
in the,
taking his time to Google Translate headlines.
I watched.
This man is going to watch.
I watched Serbia last year in the FIBA World Cup against Germany.
Yeah, that was the title game.
And I watched Jovic cry. Now, USA was eliminated. Stunk last year. What are you going
to
do?
Well, look who you had to send over. They were sending college kids over there.
No, they weren't sending like.
No, we were just sending. We were sending D-level players.
Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls says, International.
This dude was in the Dominican Republic watching Bella Bleeping Larson. My wife's looking at me, where are you, honey? No thing.
And you got to be careful when they say they have Wi-Fi. Because you still get zapped.
Oh, I can't even tell you how annoyed I was with the Dominican Republic. Because, first of all, hotel rooms, ESPN, is ESPN Deportes. So I did not get anything on ESPN.
Wait, can I ask a question? I've asked this before. Mm. So if you listen to ESPN Deportes and you hit SAP, does it go English?
Mm, I didn't try. But I tell you another thing that annoyed me. ESPN Plus, shouldn't that work everywhere?
If you have Wi-Fi.
Didn't work. Couldn't want.
They're like, I feel like you're asking for too much.
Out of your range. What? What do you mean out of my range?
Once you go international, you get certain websites.
I couldn't watch. Yeah, I couldn't watch Peacock, so I couldn't watch Love Island. And we couldn't watch ESPN
Plus. You wanted to watch Love Island while you were
on Love Island.
On an island.
First of all, it's my wife and I's favorite show.
It makes sense.
And second of all, there's live voting. Of course, we wanted input on the vote.
Wait, it makes sense.
You wanted to do live voting.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you live vote?
Oh, yeah.
What is...
That is the least of my worries when I'm on vacation.
Well, I mean, you're not...
Wait, time out. How many times is Love Island shown? Is it once? It's a weekly episode?
It's every day.
Oh, it's every day?
It's every day.
Ah.
It's every day for a month.
Gotcha.
Basically. Except for Wednesdays and Saturdays. Those are like boldly...
That's not every day?
So it's not every day.
So five days a week.
It's 5 days
Five days a
week. Okay, so you vote... You and your wife vote every five days.
No, there's only votes once a week.
Ah, once a week.
Once a week.
Gotcha.
And then whoever's in the lowest... They can get axed.
How are we friends?
What do you mean?
So, who are you going
for? You know it's bad when somebody's questioning the legitimacy of a friendship.
We have totally different, like, you just went jumping in water in a cave, bats, and spiders.
Don't.
Right? Like, no.
Wait.
Like, you know what? He got me to go to the aquarium.
Yeah.
And then the guy asked us to take a picture like we were a couple.
That's right.
Tobin's vacation sounds like it was like Martin, when Martin took Gina on that island and then that, you know.
Well, no, I mean, like, all I was allowed to do was enjoy your company because all this TV was off.
Have you ever watched the show Martin took his wife to an island, and then one of the funniest scenes ever was like a possum-looking thing attacking Martin and him fighting it for like a good 2 minutes.
I would have... Right on the head.
No, not in that cave, because you ain't have no light.
And you got no AC. Like, what happened to AC?
Like, y'all walking in it. First of all.
Did it ever get better?
I don't know if
not
this
really.
I don't know if this is a black thing.
Hmm?
We ain't walking in no dark places with a whole bunch of people.
No, we're not.
Right. That just don't sound right.
Fam,
you're
the one flashlight would have told me no.
J-Fig, the only person that had a flashlight was the tour guide. No. Nobody else had any lighting.
Here's the thing. I didn't know, okay? I walked through a jungle. We got to the point.
And
we got to the
me
stairs.
And Brad, we're having a conversation. See, This is how we're going to keep it real.
Okay.
Because we know, as scary people in the woods,
mm-hmm.
we know things to look out for. Now, as Vlad pointed out, when you go to a zoo, you got your lions, you got your all your animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're all blocked off. There's sometimes a canyon in between you and the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
I know United States zoo laws.
Right. What's the laws in the jungle?
I don't know.
So, like, while y'all walking around, what about the snakes? What about the other critters that go that you can't even
identify?
They
make you sign a waiver, so it's every man for themselves.
Wait, I got to sign a waiver for what? Every man for himself?
I didn't sign a waiver.
No, don't say that.
But no, I'm just saying. So while y'all around kicking trees and looking at pretty flowers or whatever, I watch a show where one of these insects or whatever look like the wood. And then when his food walks by, he comes. Yes.
Hard to say it didn't happen.
But no, but you wouldn't even like that's the first question I ask. Hey, we going to these woods. What I need to look out for? What kind of snakes? What kind of vermin? What's poisonous or not? Right?
I
need to know.
Be
because if I'm seven people deep, right, and the dude with the flashlight is trying to tell cute island stories, I need to know if I'm confronted with something, right, or I need to have Crocodile Hunter with me.
Yeah, I don't like the fact
and
that he's
cracking
jokes.
And why was he singing
jokes.
Christmas songs?
I'm yeah.
confused. And he's cracking what? Jokes. He's doing a
cracking
bit,
Jay jokes
Finn.
Like no big deal.
He thinks he's a comic.
Uh-huh. So I
you
know.
Be a, listen, I mean, if you're a tour guide, you do have to be very personable.
Yeah. I know this. Yeah. When he goes, listen to the of the spider, yeah. J-Fig is going to run over all of us, getting the hell up out
She's
of
She's not going anywhere, though, because she doesn't know how to get yeah. out of the caves.
Right. See? You're trapped. And the bats. The bats don't,
in the water.
The bats don't bother me.
Well, the water was in a different cave, J-Fig. It's not in the same one.
Yes. The bats don't bother.
But I will run towards the water.
But I'm going to tell you this. If I'm walking across that deep canyon with all these heavyweights on this little rope bridge and somebody back there shaking it.
Being an arm.
Me and him going to have a conversation.
5 minutes.
On
right.
site.
On
you,
site.
Yes.
Like, yes.
On site.
I'm saying, go ahead on. Y'all go ahead on.
You think you're cute, go first.
Yeah.
I'm no, not even going to say that. I'm going to act like I'm tying my shoelaces and waiting for him to cross that bridge. And the minute, I'm going to shake him.
Yes.
So you just want to you want to make sure he gets at least the backup against the ropes?
Yeah, something.
Just, yeah.
So, like, yeah, there's just so many questions. Like, we, the first thing we said was, wait, there's only one flashlight?
Yeah.
You got 20 people in the dark. And then he started asking about, wait a minute.
Well, because.
He said, well, first of all.
Somebody made a good point about something. Well, here's why. We all have our phones, of course. So, like, you could technically have a flashlight. Yeah. But
that ain't the same type of what power like a flashlight?
It's not a. It's
they
not
need
a,
to give you that.
It's not a mind flashlight. And second of all, you know how they are. Please, no flash attire for the nature. You know, only the tour
Wait,
guide
the
can
nature.
Mess nature.
That don't say nothing if one of somebody in nature decides to bite your ass.
I don't know.
Then what? Then you say
I don't
the
think
nature,
they wanted to disturb
hey,
the
nature,
bats.
Please leave our tourists alone. They hear they're paying for this. This helps beautify our whole forest. So,
they're
okay,
nice.
I'm going to say spiders and all you other wildlife, please don't attack the tourists. They don't make that announcement.
No, they didn't make that.
If I can't see in the dark, and the dude got a problem, with it, give me your flashlight. Then you walk in the dark.
Tobin, how many spiders did you encounter?
Three, all
how
different
big,
kinds.
Wait, show them how big you were.
Well, one was definitely the size of my hand, big legs.
Come on, man.
Okay, then one was a poisonous one, ruby spider, and it was like, but that was like dangling from like a.
Oh, so you ain't got no flashlight and you could just headbutt
that, that one was in the light. That one was in the light because it came down from one of the holes where the trees are opening up.
Wait,
there was more that you didn't see.
Right. What else? Note. It was the, so. Listen, there wasn't no little spiders. They were both.
Yeah.
They all. Yeah. See, like you always tell parts of a story. See,
a
I love
of,
when
a
you
lot
talk
of vacation
about
to get to.
Continue. There was another one that you're missing.
I don't know what the other one was. Like, it was like a brownish one. That one was the least scary. We've already been spider, spider deposed at this point. We're used to the spiders.
See, here's the difference between him, me and Vlad go on this trip, right? And we come across something. Oh hell no, that's a spider.
I'm out.
But here's what Toby did. Hey. Anybody know what kind of spider this is?
Curiosity.
Yeah. No. Well, he would heckle if you didn't come see it. He goes, "What are you scared?" Like my wife didn't want to go see a spider.
Heckle.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He goes, "What are you scared?"
Go for it.
He's like, "Nothing's gonna happen."
I don't care, sir.
Even to the poisonous one. He said,
"Yeah, don't worry about it."
Wait.
Or in a dark cave with bats flying around.
He had the flashlight.
Yeah. He's protected. We're not. You're not. Yeah. How you gonna
tell you what? No. If I'm going in there, I'm going in there like a coal miner. I got the hat. I got the.
I'm Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Where do you think you're gonna get a mining hat?
Huh?
Where are you gonna get one with a lamp on it?
There's caves.
What? It's not a Home Depot. You can't go and get equipment.
Somebody's gonna have some equipment around there. That them. They didn't just walk into those caves.
What do you think? Like $24.99, you could rent a lamp helmet.
No, I'm gonna ask questions. Hey, can I have a flashlight? Him, what's up?
Yeah.
What do you
but call? Then he's like, if I give you a flashlight, everybody gets a flashlight.
That's right. That's well, no. And you know what I say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one asking for it. So maybe all your other intangibles are okay with walking around in the dark, bumping into spiders and stuff like that. Right? I say, I would prefer to see where I'm
okay,
going.
Okay, but Dominican Republic, is he going to know intangibles or is he going to go in
Tani? I help him out.
In Tani Bliss? Take a break. Back after this.
Tobin!
Hello, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here, back with you.
This is the 80s right here. And then keep in mind, in the 90s, somebody sampled it.
Who sampled it?
Who sampled this?
Not Diddy, is it?
Art God Savvy?
Nah, it might be Diddy, but I'm trying to figure out with who.
Man. Give us a weather update from the Mesman and Dover Law Firm.
I sure can.
YourExAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
It's been extremely hot the last couple of days, but it's cooling off. Anytime it cools off, you know what you could expect. Mm-hmm. Some more showers. All right, we got about a 10 to 15 mile an hour south. The cloud is coming. It's almost coming right out of the south, right?
Yeah. How's my flight looking?
Huh?
How's my flight looking?
Your flight should be okay. What time? 4 o'clock?
Yeah, 4. I got a board at 4.
Might be a little delay. Sometimes you get the storms that come off, pop-up storms.
I've got to say, Tobin, it's pouring here and thundering a lot.
Is it? Down by you?
He's going the other way, though.
Oh, yes.
Oh!
I know, but just so you know.
Expect, again, the let me show you what I'm looking for.
I hope it's
as a weatherman, I'm looking over by JFig.
Oh,
tornadic activity.
Correct.
Tornadic?
Very correct.
Yeah. That's spicy. It looks terrible.
Well, I got no notifications yet.
It looks like
it's bad here.
Yes, but it's that time of year, guys, where it'd be sunny some places and pouring like crazy in other places. Expect just as your day goes on to get a couple of showers. It's not even 90 degrees. Is it 90 degrees?
It's probably like 88.
Yeah. So it is a little bit cooler, a little breezy. Hey, I have a question.
87.
Yep.
What are they building a fence to?
Okay, that's not a part of weather.
Just say those guys in the truck. They're loading up fence.
They might want to work on that roof.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, all right. Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it, man.
This old school right here, air conditioned on top.
Hey, if you guys, we got a quick segment here. So if you guys want to go to Misfits Boxing right now, caller number 3 to our contest line, 305-567-0560. It's going to be at the James L. Knight Center August 10th. I'm going to try and make it out there for this. If you guys want to go, you got the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. If you guys want to go see some influencer boxing, a lot of stars in the crowd. Should be a fun atmosphere and fun night. James L. Knight Center on August 10th, Misfits Boxing. Call number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to Misfits Boxing. 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets away every single day this week. So right now, caller 3, 305-567-0560 wins those tickets. Be back with more Mix It Up with the Mixed Bag after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. We got a championship tonight. Heat.
Oh, boy.
Grizzlies. Summer League title. Let's hear from the man himself, Coach Dan. Dan Visacchio. He's channeling his spouse. Says we have enough.
This is an extremely tough team. You know, they're right next to us as far as a meal room, so that's always interesting. You kind of see them on a daily basis. But no, they've got a really tough guard play. You know, they've got some active bigs, and they kind of do the same thing. They've got a lot of different guys that will score, so we're going to have to really make sure that we're dialed in. We're going to continue to go through the film tonight, and then we're going to come up with a game plan tomorrow, and you know, we're going to get our guys going, moving. You know, back-to-backs are always tough, but we have enough, and we know that we're going to be able to compete at a high level no matter what the stakes are.
That's Goosey's right there.
Come on.
That's Goosey's right there.
They're right next to
us. We have enough. You tell him, Coach Dan.
Nope.
What? Why? Put your microphone back in front of your face. The weather update. What do you mean no?
You want me to say it closer?
Why?
Nope.
Let's have some fun, baby. What's the harm? Hey, what's the harm rooting for the Heat tonight? What else are you doing?
You know what I'm going to be doing when that game starts?
What?
Sleeping?
Cleaning my backyard.
From the tornadic activity?
No. No, I still got some coolers back there. I need to clean up.
I don't understand. What?
Because Tobin.
For my July 6th
party. I have a question, Tobin.
Yeah.
If this was the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks.
That's the thing.
If those were
I wouldn't
if
care.
If that was their fan base or a host of their, you know, whatever, Sully and Callahan, whatever. Yeah. If they're going crazy right now, July 22nd, about their respective teams, Summer League, you would come on here and destroy them.
Vlad, you don't understand.
Destroy them.
Dude, this is the greatest Heat Summer League team I've ever seen.
So what?
We run nine deep, dude.
And?
It's amazing. We're going to be stacked this year.
Stop.
We got Kalel. We got Pella. We got Josh Christopher, J-Gub. We got is it Gump or Gump? I don't know what his nickname is.
You know what you're
saying?
The Summer League doesn't advance to the it's not like a main rod to get to the main roster.
Oh, we don't listen, I want
to. Not all nine of them.
I want to kick half the roster away now. I can give more 10 days and 2 ways away.
You know what this is like. This is like if you go to a grocery store with a child and right before you get through the last before you pay,
that's not fair.
They start putting their hands out and grabbing
that's
all the candy.
That's not fair.
And you got to do it every time, and you know it's coming, so you try to get yourself ready to them reach for all the candy. That's you.
This has been you guys are not putting the right mind frame. JFig is a Heat lifer, will understand, because this is every single day is a revelation. You know, one day it's the Kalel Ware game, one day it's the Swider game, one day. It's Pella Larson. You don't know. But
you know what I would like it to be?
What?
Regular basketball day.
Oh, but it's not. It's not.
So why are you getting so geeked up for it?
I love it. I love hoops. I'm a hoops junkie.
Let you get excited, guys.
He wouldn't care if they weren't. Come on.
If you came in here today and you wanted to enjoy your Knicks team, which, you know, obviously didn't care about Summer League, you know, good for you guys. You got to pay. By the way, you guys should. You paid like 4 guys $200 million to have a frat house on your team. You're going to need some guys from Summer League.
We have guys.
Who?
We have Deuce McBride.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to need some more people.
We have 8 guys. What do you mean? We're eight, nine good.
Listen, you know OG Anunoby's getting hurt in the middle of this year.
Right? Mikal Bridges doesn't miss games.
Tom Thibodeau says, hold my beer.
With that deep voice.
Here's Josh Christopher. He was awesome yesterday. He also took out 2 fans, which was impressive.
Nice.
He dove into the crowd twice and took out 2 different fans. Never seen that before. Effort like you've never seen. He hip-checked a woman.
Is it effort like you won a job in the NBA?
Yeah, dude, it is.
Well, that's pretty much all of them.
So... I mean, obviously, this was a really big win. A team that beat us by 40 in San Francisco. And the goal hasn't changed, you know. Even from our first game when we got destroyed, our goal still stayed the same, championship. So, I mean, here we are. Not too high, not too low, but just excited.
J&D, dude.
J&D.
Job's not done.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Leroy, that's it. Already,
lost, Leroy.
Week Why? First day, dude, first day.
First of all,
for sass,
I don't. Our job is to win a championship. Like we not.
You can only win the championships in front of you, and that's tonight.
Right.
Oh my god! My god.
Minus one.
Why?
Why?
Did you have all this built up with you?
I've been very excited watching them. And in fact, you know.
How did you watch if the Wi-Fi was bad?
Watch it. When I only get to watch on Twitter. It was driving me nuts.
They didn't show it on Deportes?
No, dude, they didn't. It was infuriating. So I missed the Dallas game and the Thunder game. But I saw on Twitter, it basically was, hey, Jaime Jaquez came in here. He came to destroy, and then he dipped. So I basically knew what those shows were. But then I got back on Friday and I got to watch him kill the Raptors. Oh, first of all, why is Grady Dick not playing on the Summer League? That dude needs it. Second of all,
he got traded, right?
Huh?
Did he get traded?
Grady Dick?
Dick is not out of Toronto.
No, he's still there.
Who got traded?
From Toronto?
From Toronto?
No, they signed quickly.
They kept all their young guys.
Yeah, they signed quickly and
they traded Siakam and they traded OG.
Yeah, that was early this year.
Wow, those two guys on the same team?
Hmm?
OG and...
Well, they won a championship, Leroy.
I know.
Together.
they were a good team.
They had others.
Also. They had Kawhi.
Yeah.
And then they had Fat Bum.
They had 16th hole Kyle Lowry, not 18th hole Kyle Lowry.
Hey.
What?
Why you call him a bum now?
Who?
When I was making fun of him, you blasted me.
Because he was Jimmy's boy.
Kyle Lowry.
Because he's not.
Why'd you assume I was talking about Kyle Lowry?
You were talking about Kyle Lowry.
I didn't say that.
Because he was in Toronto.
I didn't say that.
He's not on the Heat roster. If you're on the Heat roster, Tobin loves you.
Yeah.
You can do no wrong in Tobin's
eye. Now he's a Sixer. Dead to me.
But now he went to Philly. He's no longer on the Heat roster. He's done. The only guy that gets a pass is Goran. That's it.
Nobody's gonna love By the way, how much did he sign for? Do we know?
Who
did Kyle Lowry get to go to the Sixers?
I think he got the vet minimum. It's one of those.
He went back for the vet minimum.
Yeah, why not? He's from there. He's from there.
I don't picture him as a vet minimum guy.
Really?
I just picture once he stopped making money, he wants to go golf.
Nah, he looks like you could always use another extra $3 million.
That is true. $3 million's not nothing. The vet minimum's crazy. The money's crazy in the NBA right now. You see, they gave Evan Mobley $225 million.
Listen, to quote this great 21st century mm-hmm. philosopher, that's the market.
Crazy.
Tua's right. Like, I looked at that and I'm like, well, it's not
their fault. We complaining about how much they're paying for players without acknowledging that's how much the players cost.
That's what it's called.
Oh, I understand, but like, what, like the career, like.
He's a 16-9 guy, but that's what 16-9 guys are making right now.
But in 3 years. Like, they used to take, like, you didn't get, like, a supermax like that to, like, your second.
That's
contract.
Not a supermax.
I know it's not anymore.
But it's just the evolution of business, man. Like,
I know. It's
after
crazy.
After 3 years, they're going to make $250 million.
$76 billion deal.
I mean, look, Jalen Brunson, they all knocking him for taking a $113 million discount, not knowing that in 2 years, he's about to sign a 4-year, $320 million contract.
Next up to get mixed contract. $225 for baby Jovic.
Oh my God. He'll be able to take care of his whole family for the next four
We're
generations.
Going to buy Serbia.
What's wrong with you?
No, literally, you know what? You're right. Jokic and Jovic could buy Serbia with the contracts they're about to make.
Oh, Jovic's contract is going to be ridiculous.
He's going to be like.
He can go three, what?
He might be the only one who's going to turn it down. He goes, but I have to play basketball? How many more years?
Yeah.
And then the brothers are going to be like, you sign.
Oh, he's going to sign if his brothers do that.
He goes, but please, want to go play with Horace. Isn't $200 million enough?
We buy a racetrack and put in Denver.
He goes, five more years, $500 million, Nico. Exhausted. Don't want to play basketball anymore. Anyway,
he seems like when he retires, we just gonna see a picture of him on the farm in Serbia.
With the biggest smile on his face.
He just won a race and had Bogdan Bogdanovic take the picture with him.
He says he will sign so much food for horse. Man,
so many horses.
Oh, Manny was up this year.
Who?
Ramirez.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You got to get 75, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, look how close.
Billy Wagner was close. Gary Sheffield. Gary Sheffield's the only guy at the Marlins who would have a chance to.
It's a joke.
Ridiculous. Who doesn't love the bat wag?
See, the farther away you get from whether the guy is in the Hall of Fame.
Ichiro's up next year.
Oh, okay.
The longer you get away from it, mm-hmm. the farther you get away from his career,
mm-hmm.
the less knowledge you actually have of it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about guys who are writing about today's sports are looking at numbers from 10, 15 years ago, right? When these guys retired, it makes it hard.
Didn't Bryce Harper say, somebody asked him, you know, one of those Mount Rushmores of baseball, and he goes, Barry Bonds, all four faces.
Yeah.
I was like, he's right. Not in the Hall of Fame. Caleb Williams, people are excited about him. Number one overall pick. This is him on how he's going to handle the pressure at camp.
Rough days. I expect myself to go out there. I think I'm the toughest on myself. I go out there and I'll mess up a play. I've thrown a pick in mini camp and things like that. Being tough on myself, but also having an understanding of you know where we are and where I am, and you know the progression. Like I said before, is key. And you know those bad times. It's not a time to have self-doubt. That's just a waste of time. It's a time to, you know, keep growing, keep progressing, and keep believing in yourself. I mean, I've had rough days.
Don't lose.
What is understatement?
I don't know.
They make up words.
I don't know.
He said it so professionally, and I'm like, hold up.
Wait a minute,
SC,
dude.
SC, that ain't a word.
Words means words.
I don't know.
Words.
Understandment. Let me type that.
Listen, man, when your quarterback has, you know, nail polish on his fingers, he's making up words.
Hold on.
He can make up words. Understatement.
Maybe he wears the nail polish as, like, signals of plays, you know? Like, catchers used to do that.
Yeah.
You paint your nails and be like, slider.
I mean, you know.
Oh, no. It's a word.
Really?
Understandment, a word.
Understandment.
The word.
Doesn't sound right.
Words.
It says understanding. But. No, see, no.
You're not buying it.
No. Roger's telling you no.
Understandment does not technically exist in the English lexicon.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster's telling you
no. The word most closely resembles understandment is understanding. There you go. That's what I thought.
Take it. Yeah. Take a break. Final hour coming up to this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you. Let's get to the mixed bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. We got a championship tonight. Heat.
Oh, boy.
Grizzlies, Summer League title. Let's hear from the man himself, Coach Dan, Dan Visacchio. He's channeling his spouse, says we have enough.
This is an extremely tough team. You know, they're right next to us as far as a meal room, so that's always interesting. You kind of see them on a daily basis. But no, they've got a really tough guard play. You know, they've got some active bigs, and they kind of do the same thing. They've got a lot of different guys that will score, so we're going to have to really make sure that we're dialed in. We're going to continue to go through the film tonight. And then we're going to come up with a game plan tomorrow, and you know, we're going to get our guys going, moving. You know, back-to-backs are always tough, but we have enough, and we know that we're going to be able to compete at a high level no matter what the stakes are.
That's Goosey's right there,
come
dude.
Come on, stop.
That's Goosey's right there.
They're right next to
we them. Have enough. You tell him, Coach Dan.
Nope.
What? Why? Put your microphone back in front of your face. The weather update. What do you mean no?
You want me to say it closer?
Why?
Nope.
It's have some fun, baby. What's the harm? Hey, what's the harm rooting for the Heat tonight? What else are you doing?
You know what I'm gonna be doing when that game starts?
What?
Sleeping?
Cleaning my backyard.
From the tornadic activity?
No. No, I still got some coolers back there I need to clean up.
I don't understand. What?
Because Tobin.
For my July 6th
party. I have a question, Tobin.
Yeah.
If this was the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks,
that's the thing.
If those were those
I wouldn't
if
care.
If that was their fan base or a host of their, you know, whatever, Sully and Callahan, whatever. Yeah. If they're going crazy right now, July 22nd, about their respective teams, summer league. You would come on here and destroy them.
Vlad, you
don't
understand.
Destroy them.
Dude, this is the greatest Heat Summer League team I've ever seen. You don't.
So what?
We run nine deep, dude.
And?
It's amazing. We're going to be stacked this year.
Stop.
We got Kalel. We got Pella. We got Josh Christopher, Jacob. We got is it Gump or Gump? I don't know what his nickname is.
You know what
the
point
is?
The summer league doesn't advance to the. It's not like a main roster. They get to the main roster.
Oh, we don't listen. I want
not all nine of them.
I want to kick half the roster away now. How can we get? How can tell me how I can give more 10 days and 2 ways away?
You know what this is like. This is like if you go to a grocery store with a child, and right before you get through the last. You know, before you pay,
that's not fair.
They start putting their hands out and grabbing
that's
all the candy.
That's not fair.
And you got to do it every time, and you know it's coming, so you try to get yourself ready to them reach for all the candy. That's you.
This has been you guys are not putting the right mind frame in. JFig is a Heat lifer, will understand, because this is every single day is a revelation. You know, one day it's the Kalel Ware game, one day it's the Swider game, one day. It's Pella Larson. You don't know. But
you know what I would like it to be?
What?
Regular basketball day.
Oh, but it's not. It's not.
So why are you getting so geeked up for it?
I love it. I love hoops. I'm a hoops junkie.
Let's get excited, guys.
He wouldn't care if they weren't. Come on.
If you came in here today and you wanted to enjoy your Knicks team, which, you know, obviously didn't care about Summer League, you know, good for you guys. You got to pay. By the way, you guys should. You paid like four guys $200 million to have a frat house on your team. You're going to need some guys from Summer League.
We have guys.
Who?
We have Deuce McBride.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to need some more people.
We have eight guys. What do you mean? We're eight, nine good.
Listen, you know OG Anunoby's getting hurt in the middle of this year.
Right? Mikal Bridges doesn't miss games.
Tom Thibodeau says, hold my beer.
With that deep voice.
Here's Josh Christopher. He was awesome yesterday. He also took out two fans, which was impressive.
Nice.
He dove into the crowd twice and took out two different fans. Never seen that before. Effort like you've never seen. He hip-checked a woman.
Is it effort like you won a job in the NBA?
Yeah, dude, it is.
Well, that's pretty much all of them.
So, I mean, obviously this was a really big win. A team that beat us by 40 in San Francisco, and the goal hasn't changed, you know, even from our first game when we got destroyed, our goal still stayed the same, championship. So, I mean, here we are, not too high, not too low, but just excited.
J&D, dude.
J&D.
Job's not done.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Leroy, done. You, that's it. Already.
Lost, Leroy.
Week. Why? First day. Dude, first day.
First of all.
For SAS.
I don't. Our job is to win a championship. Like, we not.
You can only win the championships in front of you. And that's tonight.
Right.
Oh, my God. My God.
Minus one.
Why?
Why?
Did you have all this built up when you were in? Ooh, this one.
I've been very excited watching them. And in fact, you know.
How did you watch if the Wi-Fi was bad?
I couldn't watch it. I only get to watch on Twitter. It was driving me nuts.
They didn't show it on Deportes?
No, dude, they didn't. It was infuriating. So I missed the Dallas game and the Thunder game. But I saw on Twitter, it basically was, hey, Jaime Jaquez came in here. He came to destroy, and then he dipped. So I basically knew what those shows were. But then I got back on Friday and I got to watch him kill the Raptors. Oh, pff. First of all, why is Grady Dick not playing on the summer league? That dude needs it. Second of all,
he got traded, right?
Huh?
Did he get traded?
Grady Dick?
Dick is not out of Toronto.
No, he's still there.
Who got traded?
From Toronto?
From Toronto?
No, they signed quickly.
They kept all their young guys.
Yeah, they signed quickly and
they traded Siakam and they traded OG.
Yeah, that was early this year.
Wow, those two guys on the same team?
Hmm?
OG and...
Well, they won a championship, Leroy.
I know.
Together.
They were a good team.
They had others.
Also. They had Kawhi.
Yeah.
And then They had Fat Bum.
They had 16th hole Kyle Lowry, not 18th hole Kyle Lowry.
Hey.
What?
Why you call him a bum now?
Who?
When I was making fun of him, you blasted me.
Because he was Jimmy's boy. Not Kyle Lowry. Because he's not.
Why'd you assume I was talking about Kyle Lowry?
You were talking about Kyle Lowry.
I didn't say that.
Because he was in Toronto.
I didn't say that.
He's not on the Heat roster. If you're on the Heat roster, Tobin loves you.
Yeah.
You can do no wrong in Tobin's
eye. Now he's a Sixer. Dead to me.
But now he went to Philly. He's no longer on the Heat roster. He's done. The only guy that gets a pass is Goran. That's it.
Nobody's gonna love By the way, how much did he sign for? Do we know?
Who
did Kyle Lowry get to go to the Sixers?
I think he got the vet minimum. It's one of those.
He went back for the vet minimum.
Yeah, why not? He's from there. He's from there.
I don't picture him as a vet minimum guy.
Really?
I just picture once he stopped making money, he wants to go golf.
Nah, he looks like you could always use another extra $3 million.
That is true. $3 million's not nothing. The vet minimum's crazy. The money's crazy in the NBA right now. You see, they gave Evan Mobley $225 million.
Listen, to quote this great 21st century mm-hmm. philosopher, that's the market.
Crazy.
Tua was right. Like, I looked at that and I'm like, well, it's not.
We're complaining about how much they're paying for players without acknowledging that's how much the players cost.
That's what it's called.
No, I understand, but like, what, like, the career, like.
He's a 16-9 guy, but that's what 16-9 guys are making right now.
But in 3 years. Like, they used to take, like, you didn't get, like, a supermax like that to, like, your second.
That's
contract.
Not a supermax.
I know it's not anymore.
But it's just the evolution of business, man. Like,
I know. It's
after
crazy.
After 3 years, they're going to make $250 million.
$76 billion deal.
I mean, look, Jalen Brunson, they all knocking him. for taking a $113 million discount, not knowing that in 2 years he's about to sign a four-year, $320 million contract.
Next up to get Mick's contract, $225 for Baby Jovic.
Oh, my God. He'll be able to take care of his whole family for the next four generations.
We're going to buy Serbia.
What's wrong with you?
No, you know what? You're right. Jokic and Jovic could buy Serbia with the contracts they're about to make.
Oh, and one of Jovic's contract is going to be ridiculous.
He's going to be like...
He can go three, what?
He might be the only one who's going to turn it down. He goes, but I have to play basketball how many more years?
Yeah.
And then the brothers are going to be like, you sign.
Oh, he's going to sign if his brothers do that.
He goes, but please, want to go play with Horace. Isn't $200 million enough?
We buy a racetrack and put in Denver.
He goes, five more years, $500 million, Nico. Exhausted. Don't want to play basketball anymore. Anyway,
he seems like when he retires, we just gonna see a picture of him on the farm in Serbia.
With the biggest smile on his face.
He just won a race and had Bogdan Bogdanovic take the picture with him.
He says he will sign so much food for horse. Man.
So many horses.
Oh, Manny was up this year.
Who?
Ramirez.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You got to get 75, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, look how close.
Billy Wagner was close. Gary Sheffield. Gary Sheffield's the only guy, the Marlins, who would have a chance to.
It's a joke.
Ridiculous. Who doesn't love the bat wag?
See, the farther away you get from deciding whether the guy is in the Hall of Fame.
Ichiro's up next year.
Okay.
The longer you get away from it, mm-hmm. the farther you get away from his career,
mm-hmm.
the less knowledge you actually have of it. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about guys who are writing about today's sports are looking at numbers from 10, 15 years ago, right? When these guys retired, it makes it hard.
Didn't Bryce Harper say, somebody asked him, you know, one of those Mount Rushmores of baseball, and he goes, Barry Bonds, all four faces.
Yeah.
I was like, he's right. Hall of Fame. Caleb Williams, people are excited about him. Number one overall pick. This is him on how he's going to handle the pressure at camp.
Rough days. I expect myself to go out there. I think I'm the toughest on myself. I go out there and I'll mess up a play. I've thrown a pick in mini camp and things like that. Being tough on myself, but also having an understanding of you know where we are and where I am, and you know the progression. Like I said before, is key. And you know those bad times. It's not a time to have self-doubt. That's just a waste of time. It's a time to, you know, keep growing, keep progressing, and keep believing in yourself. I mean, I've had rough days.
Mm-hmm. Don't lose.
What is understatement?
I don't know.
They make up words.
I don't know.
He said it so professionally, and I'm like, hold up.
Wait a minute,
SC,
dude.
SC. That ain't a word.
Words means words.
I don't know. Understatement. Let me type that.
Listen, man, when your quarterback has, you know, nail polish on his fingers, he's making up words.
Hold on.
He can make up words. Understatement?
Maybe he wears the nail polish as like signals of plays, you know? Like catchers used to do that.
Yeah.
You paint your nails and be like, slider.
I mean, you know.
Oh, no. It's a word.
Really?
Understandment, a word.
Understandment.
The word.
Doesn't sound right.
It says understanding. But. No.
You're not buying it.
No, Roger's telling
you no. Understandment does not technically exist in the English lexicon.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster's telling you
no. The word most closely resembles understandment is understanding. There you go. That's what I thought.
Take a break. Final hour coming up.